My mom was pretty tough when we were growing up. She still is. But back then, she really scared the shit out of me. You did not fuck with Mrs. Borstein. No. All the matriarchs in our family were tough. Both my grandmothers were 4'11", but they were pit bulls. And all the husbands were kind of pussies. I remember one of my grandmother on my mom's side described her departed husband as perfect. As she put it in her thick Hungarian accent, "I just tell him what to do, and he do it." He died at age 50, probably because he wanted to. But my mom was tough, okay? She had to be, dealing with a house full of kids and a husband who was the psychologist in the 1970s, who really wasn't big on discipline, so somebody had to drop the hammer on us. And I was kind of wild, so it probably wasn't easy on her. I remember doing crazy shit like just leaving the house and not telling her. And I mean like late at night when I was 8 years old. So I'd be over at a friend's house watching TV at 10 o'clock on a school night. And his parents would start to get a little nervous and say like, "You sure your mom knows you're over here?" And I'd say, "Oh yeah, yeah, sure. She always lets me do this, no problem." And then 10 minutes later, she'd somehow find where I was and come storming in there screaming, "God damn it!" And she'd grab me by the hair and lift me off the ground and pimp slap me a few times. That happened so many times. I think I must have liked to get her all riled up like that. Because when you got her all mad like that, you knew you had her full attention. At some point, she stopped using the back of her hand and started using this wooden spoon. One of those big wooden cooking spoons. She'd chase us around the kitchen with that thing and give us a few taps on the ass with it. After a while, it became kind of Pavlovian. She didn't even have to hit it with us. She could just brandish it or pull it out of the drawer if we were pulling any kind of shit, and we'd stop fucking around immediately. Eventually, all she had to do was reach for that drawer or even look at it, and that was enough. But eventually, all dictators must fall. And I think it must have been in high school when it happened. I don't remember what I was in trouble for, but she came at me with that spoon in her hand, and I was 16 years old at that point and probably a foot taller than she was and outweighed her by 50 pounds. And the sight of her coming at me with this little spoon was so ridiculous, we both just started laughing our heads off. It was like this tiny person hitting me with a popsicle stick. This thing that had terrified me my whole life just stopped working because I was too big. Her magic spoon had stopped working, and she'd never be able to use it again. But that woman had other magic aside from that wooden spoon. In fact, that wooden spoon was the crudest weapon in her arsenal. And her more advanced tools kept working on me for several more decades. Those tools were the time-honored WMDs of manipulation and shaming, and they were honed to black belt intensity. It went something like this. If you displeased her, she'd tell you that you were a horrible person, you were selfish and immature and weak, and that basically there was something wrong with you, something very, very wrong. Your actions were never criticized. Your personhood was attacked. You know how in the Godfather movies, when they kill a guy, it's never personal, it's just business? Well, in the Borstein family, it's like the Godfather in reverse. It's always personal. Bad weather is taken personally at the Borstein house. And when you were 5 years old, those words would really sting. Much more than that wooden spoon. That magic kept working on me for a long time. And like any weapon of mass destruction, she didn't actually have to use it that often. Just the threat of using it was enough to keep me in line. If I even thought about doing something she didn't like, or not doing something she wanted, I'd think about the price I'd have to pay, about the emotional abuse I'd have to endure, and just say, fuck it, it's not worth it. So instead of confronting her on anything, I'd placate her. I'd tell her what she wanted to hear and live to fight another day. I mean, messing with her was like taking on Israel. You throw Run Rock, they'll burn down your whole city and kill everyone in it. So before you throw that rock, you better really fucking think it through. So that's the way I lived. I just tiptoed around the lion. Whatever she says or does, just ignore it or backpedal away from it with humor. Or complain about it to sympathetic third parties. But eventually, something happened and I just couldn't back down anymore. I don't know if it was self-esteem or some kind of low-grade equivalent. But she pulled some of the same crap on me a few months ago and I called her on it. I mean, the way you would stand up for yourself if someone outside your family acted the way that your relatives did. Can you imagine? I mean, I was raised to believe that people who loved you could do whatever they want. Strangers you had to be nice to. But people who loved each other could beat the shit out of each other. So this was new. I told her that what she did was totally unacceptable and demanded that she take responsibility for it. And I expected all hell to break loose. But it didn't. Instead, she was silent, like she didn't understand. She looked lost, and when I asked her if she understood, she said, "I guess." Maybe I should have asked her to tap her foot once for yes. But that wasn't the end of it. A week later, I received an email from her that said, "Please see the attached." She had attached a letter written as a Word document. And when I opened it, I knew I was in trouble because it was single-spaced and several pages long. And it was mean, really mean. See, we don't use I statements in the Borstein family. You know, like, "I feel hurt when you forget to put down the toilet seat," or "I don't like it when you embezzle from me." No, we use you statements like, "You're an asshole." And this particular letter turned out to be the exact same script she'd used on me when I was 5, except it was written down. "You're a horrible person. You're selfish and immature. You're weak. And basically, there's something very, very wrong with you." And it hurt. It hurt. She went nuclear and hurled all over me, and it hurt. But you know something? It didn't hurt as much as it used to. Especially once I realized it was the exact same speech she'd been using for 40 years. Instead, I realized, oh my God, that's all she's got. That's all the old lady's got. She's hit me with the worst thing she's got, and it's like a mosquito bite. It was like getting hit with that wooden spoon in high school when I was twice her size. I was too big now, and she was just a little old lady, and she had nothing in her drawer to scare me with anymore. I almost felt sorry for her. All of her power was gone. So I went over to her house and beat the shit out of her. No. I actually did the opposite. I sent her a Mother's Day card that year and gave her a call and told her I loved her and didn't even mention the nasty letter. I just ignored it as the uncontrolled flatulence of an old woman who can't help herself. And I think that's how she felt too, because she sounded relieved to get that phone call. She knew she'd vomited all over me at close range and probably felt embarrassed. So what do you do after that? What do you do when the last thing in the world that you were afraid of turned out to be nothing? I guess you run out of excuses not to do what you really want to and run out of reasons not to be happy. Now that's scary.